I was 8 years old, my Christmas list held one item, a bride doll. How overjoyed I was when Santa left under our tree that beautiful doll with her white veil and satin dress. This was the stuff of little girl dreams that in my future would be a wedding, a bride with a groom. But I wonder, what will 8-year-old girls be allowed to wish for in the coming new era of same-sex marriage? Because if homosexual militants have their dreams fulfilled, all American children will march to a new tune. Is the Supreme Court considering the implications here? The radicals dream of connecting the dots, expanding their conquered territory. In California, by law, no school children hear any objections to homosexual or transgender behavior. In Massachusetts, the Department of Education has decreed that gender-confused children must have access to opposite-sex restrooms and locker rooms. For the homosexual advocates who dream of totally silencing those of us who object, this isn't nearly enough. They want every schoolroom, the Boy Scouts, TV shows, and Hollywood to sing the same song to America's little children. That when you grow up, you might date and marry someone of the same sex, or it might be the opposite sex, or you might want to change your own sex, and this is all good and progressive. All other views are hate. It's frustrating to read the transcripts of the Supreme Court oral arguments on the two marriage cases with the consequences of same-sex marriage pretty much unexplored. Our side studiously avoids the core issue. Same-sex marriage is wrong because homosexual behavior is wrong. In the Hollingsworth versus Perry case, Attorney Cooper did say, redefining marriage will have real-world consequences, and Justice Kennedy mentioned uncharted waters and a cliff. But that's as far as these ideas went. Attorney Olson claims homosexuality is something people can't change, and he compares it to race. But he's wrong, and this is an enormously important point. Since homosexuality is not inborn, the highest court in our land might want to seek input from the largest group of potential victims of this nonsense, all the children of America, not just those in homosexual households. They would live lives with a completely upside-down set of standards about dating, masculinity, and femininity, courtship, future dreams, and permissible behavior. The widespread embrace of homosexuality at the very least would mess with their minds and innocence at critical stages of development. More experimentation, even for a time, will yield more disease, more anxiety, depression, more teen angst in general. Does this guaranteed revolution bother only me, or are you concerned as well? As we witness so-called conservatives and our churches either run from this issue or worse, jump on board, it's clear that moderate voices will not restrain the radicals from enacting their spiteful plans. All schools, even Christian institutions, will be forced to teach only one sugar-coated viewpoint. And the wider culture will echo this and shape the new public opinion. Any mention of ex-homosexuals will be horrifying and the equivalent of honoring the Ku Klux Klan. The developing heart and mind of these children will be destabilized, and younger children will be sexualized. The evidence about where this revolution takes us is already available. Won't someone out there start to look at gay marriage through the eyes of our precious children?